Hello there, and welcome to the Ready for the Right Guy Global Virtual Gathering. I'm so happy you're here and want to thank you for saying yes to the possibility of inviting, inspiring, and igniting love into your life with your right guy. I'm so excited to welcome you and women from all over the world to this global virtual gathering, which is designed to support you on your journey to deep, satisfying soulmate love. I'm your host, Michelle Marchant Johnson with Love Life Coaching, and I'm very passionate about supporting you on your journey to the relationship of your dreams, because it has only been 9 short years since I got support after a long and winding journey to love and became an ecstatic first-time bride, marrying the man of my dreams at age 43. And now I'm so blessed to support amazing women throughout the world who want to enjoy the satisfaction, contentment, and joy of a committed relationship with a man they love, admire, and respect, the kind of man who loves, cherishes, and adores them. And I want that for you, too. If you're a woman who has taken a short or even a long hiatus from dating but wants to start dating again, or are currently dating and want to know more about men and how to improve your confidence and skills in relating to men, or are even in a relationship but wonder if it could be better, then congratulations, you are in the right place. Because I've gathered some of the world's top love, dating, and relationship experts to give you some of their best wisdom, guidance, and support toward having the relationship of your dreams. And together, we're setting an intention to provide you with the best we have so that you can move through any love life challenges toward the extraordinary relationship you desire. I'm very excited and honored to interview our wonderful guest today, and I invite you to give yourself the gift of being fully present and freeing yourself from all distractions. Please take a few notes and also be sure to check out the VIP upgrade packages at readyfortherightguy.com/VIP, and you'll also get supplementary resources that go along with each of the conversations. It's my privilege to introduce our wonderful guest expert today, and that is Polina Solda. Welcome, Polina. How are you?
Oh, so happy to be here, Michelle. Thank you so much for this opportunity and for this amazing gift that you're creating and so generously sharing with the community of all the listeners and around the world.
Yes, I'm so excited about having you here, Polina, and I know what you have to share is going to be so valuable to our listeners. Just a little bit about Polina before we get started. Polina Solda's dating expertise comes from a roller coaster of real-life experiences, struggling in love, getting married, divorced, and looking for love again in her 30s. When she moved to New York City to earn her MPA and work at the United Nations, she also got a master's degree in dating. By being divergent, going on 100-plus dates, and unlocking the controversial secrets of finding and keeping love, her first successful coaching client was herself after she challenged a New York City player to the game of winning her love. He proposed after 6 months of dating and became a devoted family man. Being in a soulmate relationship for 6-plus years and becoming a wife, mother, passionate entrepreneur, and seasoned certified coach, Polina lives what she teaches. By using her real-life tested formula, she helps smart professional women find the right guy and realize the dream of being in a loving relationship and having a family. The key to our conversation today, the theme of our conversation, is going to be 5 keys to find love and keep it. And Polina, before we start into our main conversation, I would love for you to share just a little bit more about your story, because I think it's so fascinating, and I think your story is somewhat unique, and I think our listeners will really enjoy hearing a few more details.
Sure, I'm happy to share. So, When I was in my early 20s, I actually got married, and there is apparently a term, it's called the start of marriage, and that's what I've gone through because I met a guy who was interested in me, and it just happened sort of, so it wasn't really intentional, thought through, and that relationship didn't work out. So what happened is almost a decade later, when I was in my early 30s, I found myself going through a divorce, becoming single again, and having to go back into the dating scene, which I haven't experienced much because I got into this relationship so early at such a young age that I had to discover this whole world of dating. And to add to the challenge was that I moved to New York City by myself, and so my dating playground was Manhattan. And as some of you might know, it can be really tough. It's very competitive. It's high energy. It's fast paced. It's hard to create a sense of a community. So like, there's just so many things about the city and the stereotypes, right? So, and yet, just going through all, you know, I believe that all the dating experiences that I've gone through were the essential experiences, were the things that I needed to go through and things that I needed to experience to really get to the keys to become the person who would attract the right man for me. So it was my own journey of going through that pain, struggle, and confusion that ultimately got me to the other side. And what I want to emphasize is that I can totally relate to anyone who maybe has gone through a divorce and hasn't dated for a while, or on the contrary, has dated a lot, like I was going on so many dates, that I can totally relate what you're going through and how frustrating and painful and sad those experiences can be. But the beautiful thing, of course, is because you're here, because you're listening now, because of experts like Michelle and our guests and myself, we're all here to help you, to serve you. You don't have to struggle and go through all of that. So there are some shortcuts, and I will share some of the shortcuts today. But again, going back to my personal story, it just shows that what's possible is you can be go from like completely clueless about how dating works and how to find a quality man, how to attract the right man to you, to creating that amazing, loving relationship where you have your partner, you have your soulmate, and you share your life experiences together.
Right. And tell us a little bit, Paulina, if you don't mind, about how you met your husband and a little bit about that story before we get into your wonderful, juicy tips and advice.
Yes, so of course. So I like how the how question is such a common question, because everybody asks, well, where did you meet, or how did you meet? And I can tell you, so it's very simple. We actually met at the happy hour in New York City, out of all places. But I think it's more important is who you become, right? Who you become and the inner work that you do that enables you to. You can be in the same city, you can go to the same kind of place, yet you create a completely different experience. And that's what exactly that happens to me. I don't believe that dating is a numbers game. I used to think that, and that's why I've gone on so many dates. But the reality is that it's what is it that you do internally, who you become, you know, the level, and we're going to talk about all the keys. You want to have the keys. You want to use those keys in your real life to create very different experiences in your dating. And so for me, I'll tell you this, that if I didn't do the inner work and I didn't go through the process that I will share, then if I met my husband even a few short months earlier, I would totally overlook the opportunity. I wouldn't even recognize, I wouldn't even see that he was the one. I wouldn't even give myself or him a chance to create this beautiful, amazing relationship that we've been enjoying for almost 7 years now.
Yes, I completely agree. In fact, I often say attracting love or inviting love into your life is much more about who you're being than what you're doing. And it's like you said, Paulina, you can be doing all of the right things, but if you have these internal blocks or things that are creating obstacles in your path to love and haven't done that inner work, then it's kind of like working from the outside in, and what we tend to attract when we're in that space are not the people that ultimately we have the most successful and joyful and happy relationships with. And I know you'll go into more detail with this But I just want to say that I've also found that in my own experience and in working with my clients as well. I think that's so important that you brought that up.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
and it really comes across as we see that I'm sure you've seen it with other experts you interview, that it comes down to, like you said, uncovering those inner blocks and doing the inner work. And, of course, you are becoming actually the better version of yourself if you do that work, because as your level, like as you set, you know, high standards for other men and for yourself, as you create that vision and you live up to that vision for what it is that you want in your life beyond your love life, so we're looking very holistically, then the transformation also happens on the outside. So you take better care of yourself, you look and feel better, the energy around you changes, you maybe spend more time taking care of, you know, your needs, right, and nurturing yourself. And it all, of course, matters as well. But again, it starts within you, the inner work.
Yeah, that's right. Paulina, I know that you have a unique formula that you have created. Called the Find Love and Keep It formula, and I wonder if you can share with us some of the key elements of this formula for our listeners.
Sure, yes, and I guess the key really in my approach and what's unique is that I'm not focusing just on, okay, there is so many, you know, the techniques and the easy tips and how to meet the guy, how to get the guy, but it's not enough. If I believe you can have it all. So if you want to not only find the right man for you, the right guy, but also keep that relationship, and not just even keep, but actually grow it. So that's this approach is something that you will use not only while you're now single and dating, but if you are getting into a relationship and you want to grow that relationship, the same principles apply. So I'm going to walk you through these five keys that will make a huge lasting, so like really life-altering changes in your life and make a difference. And, of course, the first key, it all starts with clarity. You got to get very, very clear about what it is what you want, what kind of man and what kind of relationship you want. And when I say, you know, the kind of man you want, it is beyond the superficial basic things that I looked for so long. And I would see a guy who was perfect on paper for me, but then something wasn't there, or he didn't have the same vision for what I wanted. So it's not just the basic, you know, tall, dark, and handsome, or he has to be successful in his career, funny and smart. It's much deeper than that. It's almost like on the soul level, the kind of the qualities, the shared values you have, and the vision for your life. What is it that really matters to you? So like on that deep level, and you got to be able, when you have that clarity, then you're able actually to really see into the person beyond, you know, the status, the chemistry, the infatuation, those things that can mislead you, can get you into a wrong relationship, you know, if you don't look through them. So you got to learn to look through all this things on the surface and have total clarity about the core, the deep core of things that will make a relationship work for you, right? And, of course, have a clarity about the actual relationship, like the level of intimacy you want to have with that man, someone who you can share, you know, who, like, your authentic self, your fears, your dreams, like that deep level of connection, and have that vision and be very clear this is what you want, so that when you go on dates, you make decisions based on your vision and not based on, well, I have this guy or I have this other guy I'm dating, which one do I choose, right? Just stop and look, do this match my vision? And if they don't, then you let them go so that you create space for the right guy to show up in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first key.
Okay, clarity, that's the first piece.
Yes, and then the second thing, of course, is that it's not enough just to know what you want. You gotta go after what you want. So, and not just do things, because you can be doing things, and if they don't work, and you keep doing them harder and just forcing and pushing against, that's not gonna get you the results that you want. You want to be really intentional about, like, almost have, like, you want to have a game plan. You want to identify things that you feel good about and focus on them. So, because that's when we focus on this one thing and we keep practicing and doing that, we become better and better at that. And then, of course, it's like having this game plan, having the strategy makes the results inevitable. So if you tried online dating for 2 weeks and you had a couple of bad dates, or you had this weird wrong guys writing to you and no one is responding to what you're doing, then it doesn't mean that online dating doesn't work. It means that you don't have a game plan. You gotta know when you go online, right? You gotta know how to shift quickly, how to filter guys, how to shift quickly offline, right? How to make a great first date. So again, and you don't stop. So you gotta be consistent. So you gotta keep doing it. You gotta keep taking action. And I would say I was really good about that, because I was consistently just going out, meeting people, because it was such a big priority for me. That's number one. And number two, I really enjoy it. I really feel great about meeting new people and connecting. So, and in real life, right? So for me, it was something that I would do anyway. And I didn't stop. Like, even if I went to, you know, let's say speed dating event and it wasn't successful, it wasn't good, well, you know, you got to do it again. You got to try, okay, let's try a different event, right? Or you maybe go on a different night, or even your mindset shift, which we'll talk about later. But it is about taking consistent action and being intentional. So if you like meeting people in real life, that's your strategy. If you're more comfortable with, you know, online dating or social media, then establish your presence, you know, and be really consistent. So when somebody expresses interest, you respond quickly, you follow through, right? So the game plan is the second key. You got to put yourself out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then the third key, and it's related to taking action, right, is that you want to develop certain skills that will help you become better and get results faster. So as I'm saying, well, like, you got to get online or you got to go to this event, then there are certain skills that you want to improve on. Again, you got to really focus. Maybe you work with a mentor, right, or you just learn, like, you really learn, you watch, you listen to other experts. You talk to people who are really good at that specific, you know, maybe, again, going back to online dating, this is a skill. It's a skill. You can be really good and meet your husband online, and so many people have. It's not just because they like it, it's because they have a certain skill. Or where women who, they have this skill, they know how to get a man to approach them. It's not because they're exceptionally beautiful, or it's not about their weight. It's about the skill. They know how to connect. They know how to make an eye contact, how to smile, how to be flirtatious and playful. And you can learn all of that. I learned those skills. I went on all these dates, and every time I went on a date, at the end of a date, I was better at, you know, basic things like listening, asking great questions, being present. And all of those skills, when you really put your focus on, like, I'm going to be really present tonight. So if you have a date, just pick one thing, right? Oh, I'm just going to be very light and playful and easy on this date tonight. So if somebody asks me, what do you do for a living? I'm going to be flirtatious and playful and say, well, what do you think I do? Like, guess, and just make, like, a game out of it, and also see what he thinks of you. Like, does he think you're a CEO, or he thinks you're a waitress? So there's a certain perception of you that he has, and why, right? So really uncover that. So the skills is the third key that you really want to focus on.
Yeah, what I've heard so far is getting really clear about what you want and then creating an intentional plan and then upgrading your skills in areas that are going to make you more comfortable and confident as you're interacting with men, as you're dating, right?
Right, exactly, exactly. And I think this is really empowering because it breaks the myth of, well, love will come when you least expect it, or someday, or if it's meant to be, it will happen, or, you know, I'm not that young, or I'm too young, I'm too old, I'm too fat, I'm too skinny. It breaks all of that, because everybody can learn specific skills. Everybody can get a plan and follow through, and everybody can get total clarity about what you want, which gives you confidence and gives you shortcuts so that you don't waste your time on things that are not in alignment with your vision. So I love what's free, and I have two more things that I'll be happy to share. So two more keys.
Okay, go right ahead.
Great. So related to that, again, that's another thing that you have a total control of, is your environment. You know, is the kind of people you surround yourself with and the kind of places you spend most of your time in. So, and also, so the kind of people you spend most of your time with, where you put most of your energy, most of your time, all of your resources, right? You have a control of that. So if you, let's say, if your single girlfriends stay home and complain about no good men out there, or they get together and they go out, but they never meet anybody outside of their circle, then you can expand. You can expand your social circle. You can upgrade it. You can add new people into your life, right? You can join groups, or you can make new girlfriends who are open to go out, who will be your cheerleader, your advocate, your champion. So when you see a guy, your new girlfriend will say, you like that guy, if you don't approach him in the next 2 minutes, I'm going to go grab him and introduce him to you. That's the kind of girlfriend you want to go out with. If you had somebody before who would be like, if he's not looking at you, then he's not interested, and then you go home and you haven't met anybody. So you can totally create new opportunities and access to meet other people, and the same with places. If you limit yourself to just, okay, you go to work, you go to get your groceries at the grocery store, and you're not even looking around, when you go, you know, maybe you go to the gym and you go to yoga class that is filled with women, and then you go home and you watch TV and you have your dinner alone, then, of course, you limiting yourself. So you got to really look at what is it that I'm passionate about? What is it that inspires me? And where can I go? Where can I spend my time and the kind of people I can meet that I would look forward to actually doing that? So really looking at your environment now and see, okay, this is how it's limiting me, and here are the opportunities that I can create using the time, the resources, the area where I live, the interests I have. So everything you already have, you can just bring it to that next level.
Okay, and then there's one more step, right?
Yes. So the fifth step is, this is a really, really key to anything, and this is what created such a big shift for me. And without this step, I believe that everything that I just shared wouldn't work if we didn't have this last key, and that's how important it is. And that is mastering your mindset, mastering your inner game, right? So we've got the plan. We know we got to go out. We got to, you know, expand your social, your skills and all of that. But this is not enough if your inner game doesn't match, is not on the level that will help you create the kind of love life you want. So it starts with your identifying, uncovering, and resolving any fears, any limiting beliefs, any self-sabotaging behaviors that have been stopping you. So here we're really talking about was inner blocks that get in the way. And in fact, you know, if your belief is that, well, there are no good men out there, or no one, you know, I am not good enough, or I'm not lovable, or a man leave me, whatever it is, you got to work through this first, because you can be flirtatious and show up in the right place and make the eye contact, but if you have those beliefs unresolved, they will show up, and what happens is that a man will disappear after the first date or the first few dates, or a man wouldn't want to commit to you. He'll be glad to be with you and have sex with you, but he will not see you as a life partner for him. So you got to work through all of this. You got to do this inner work so that you can really attract a quality man who will love and appreciate you. So it's a lot about, you know, forgiving and letting go of things that don't serve you, self-love, self-worth, and really believing. You've got to believe in the vision that you create for yourself, that you can have it. That is the only way that you can actually manifest it in your life, right? Then you will not settle for less, or you will not be perpetually single, because when you believe in love and you resolve all those inner blocks, there's nothing holding you back then. Love becomes inevitable, you know, and that's the shift that happened in me when I realized, you know, I started believing that he was there for me. It was, you know, it just, I had to keep doing what I was doing, and I got to be very, true, honor my vision, right, hold that vision for myself. And I had a coach who helped me do that as well, right, so make right choices. And I am so glad that I did, because if I didn't resolve my inner game, I would probably settle for somebody who didn't even treat me the way I wanted and who wasn't even commitment ready, but just because he was there. And I said, no, that's not enough. And I let him go, and I broke up with that person, even though on the surface he sounded amazing, how accomplished he was and how successful and all of that. But the level of relationship that I wanted wasn't there, and I let him go. And less than a week later, I met my husband.
Yeah, it's amazing how when we create that space in our lives and are willing to let go of those things that we might have been settling for or are less than what we really want or deserve, how things can open up. It really is amazing. Our time is going really fast, and I want to sneak in a couple of quick questions here. And then also, I know, Paulina, that you have a wonderful free gift for our listeners, and I want to give you a chance to tell us about that. But for many of the women that are on the call today, it may have been quite some time since they've been single, and they may feel a little discouraged or disheartened, and yet they really would like to meet the right man and be in a loving relationship. What advice would you give for those women?
Well, so if you feel discouraged, then that's the inner work piece, right? There's something that is a block that, discouraged means there is a lack of belief in, you know, you want to be certain. You want to come from a place of certainty, like, you know, it's like love is inevitable, because when you let the fear run, and the fear is like, what if I never meet him? Or in my case, it was, and I had to let go of it, then I was the fat person. What if I don't meet anybody better? How can I let go of that? And you gotta really let go of that, because if you don't, if you just hold on to that, then you're gonna be stuck. So if you gotta look into, like, what's beyond that being feeling discouraged? Is it the fear that you'll never meet him? Then you got to really look and challenge that fear. Well, how is that serving you? That fear is actually holding you back. That fear is exactly the reason why you still, you know, you haven't met him. Because how can you meet somebody if you believe, well, what if I don't need him? Like, you got to open your heart. You got to believe that that person, and there are hundreds, like I like hundreds and thousands of soulmates out there for you, right, in this 7+ billion people planet, and they're all looking for you as their soulmate. So it's really like, look at how does it serve you. If you feel discouraged, what are you getting out? Because if you feel discouraged, then here's one. You don't have to go out. You don't have to put any effort, time, or energy into this, right? You don't have to do much, so it's comfortable. Well, you have to get outside of your comfort zone, right? And you got to toss that discouragement away and inspire yourself. How do you get inspired about something, right? What is that source? It's within you, right? When you can look at something, you imagine, it's like, imagine you get into that, step into that space where you imagine how wonderful it will be to be together and share the special moments and really feel that, be in that energy. There is no discouragement when you feel how grateful you are to have that person, and he's out there, and feel through those amazing moments you share, the energy of discouragement goes out of the window.
Yeah, sometimes it's said that we're either acting from a place of fear or love, and a lot of these internal obstacles are coming from that place of fear, whether it be fear of rejection, whether it be fear of not finding the right person or not having the right person want us, or whether it be fear that we are not going to meet someone. These fears can show up in millions of different ways, but if you're coming from that place of love, and part of that is that love for yourself, and that's, again, part of that internal work, then it tends to move fear out of the way, because the fear and the love don't coexist well together at the same moment. And I like that you brought up the fear piece, because I think that is a huge block. And I think a lot of women spend a lot of time focusing on what they don't want, or the worst case scenarios, or the what ifs, this doesn't work, rather than being in that place of possibility.
Yeah, and I actually, it's absolutely, I'm so glad that you're expanding on this, Michelle, because here's how we work through fear. And they show up in different areas, and we constantly want to be in a state of growth and expansion. It's not just about love life, but it's for anything else. And I work through my fears, and I work with my clients. I help them work through their fears. And the way to do that, the most powerful way, is to be present to your fear and feel through it. So, because any fear is a fear of a feeling. We're going to feel unloved, we're going to feel abandoned, we're going to feel hurt, we're going to feel lonely, we're going to feel sad. All of those are feelings. So talking about that doesn't resolve a problem, because it's on the level of feelings. So when you really be present, don't bury your fears under that. You know, you can throw out your limiting beliefs, but under those limiting beliefs, fears that haven't been dealt with. And one way is to be just completely present and feel through your fear, so that you can give that attention and that presence, that it sort of dissolves at the end. So you feel through the feeling, and then what happens as you do that, at some point, what happens is it passes. It just dissolves, and you feel nothing but neutral. You feel peaceful, and from that place, you can do anything. You can go into that place and imagine what it will be like to be with your partner, and the fear is gone. So you just feel mm-hmm. very clean, peaceful emotions, and you see that possibility, you feel it instead of a fear. And that's how you shift into that place of love, intentionally and consciously.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, Polina. I think oftentimes our fears are so much bigger in our minds than they are in reality. And that process that you've described of feeling that fear, or even just getting it out there and looking at it from a place of observation, can be a really key piece to helping us move through our fears. And yet, if we don't manage those fears, or if we don't work through them, they can be such obstacles and can almost keep us frozen in our tracks and prevent us from moving forward. I just want to ask you one last question before we have you tell us a little bit about your free gift. And that is, Polina, from your perspective, what do you see as being kind of the most common mistakes that women make in dating quite frequently?
Well, there depends on what stage, right? So I would say that the most common mistake could be that women, because especially, so we're talking about, you know, really trying and for so long, women want to make relationship work so bad that we overlook in the beginning the red flags, the things that we just start projecting what we want because we want it so much. And that's how we get into wrong relationships, dead-end relationships, and have those painful experiences recreated over and over again. So, and that's why, you know, it goes back to clarity again, right? You want to be so clear, and you got to work through your fear at the same time. Instead of like, oh my gosh, I wanted this relationship work, like I'm so tired of dating, I want it to work, then just step back and observe, like, work through your fear. What if it doesn't work? Work through that. It's okay. If it doesn't work, then it's fine because it's a wrong relationship. You create a space for a new one. So it's okay. You work through your fear, and again, you be totally clear so that you can look at the person and say, yes, that's the right person for me, and listen to your gut. That's another big thing. You always know when you connect to intuition, you always know from the beginning, you feel it. If you connect to your heart, what your gut feeling is telling you, you'll know. So don't project. Stop and reflect and look within yourself.
Thank you so much for that. Polina, I know that you have a wonderful free gift for our listeners today, and I'd like for you to share a little bit about it. I believe this is the 5 Secrets to Meeting the Right Man. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So, yes, it's my brand new book that I recently released, and I'm giving it away as a free special gift for everyone. And in that book, I reflected in what are some, for, you know, the 5 keys, the 5 biggest lessons that I learned in my experience and experience working with so many women that makes finding love inevitable, you know, besides following the formula that I outlined, right, Silver, what is it that these women do that gets them the results, that help them shift their mindset and use the shortcuts, right, to create, to meet the right man faster, to get into a committed relationship much faster and easier. And I put them all together in this special book, and there's some awesome bonuses. There are specific places that are my best places where you can go and meet a quality man, because I believe that's a part of a game plan, a strategy. I believe there are pre-qualifier places, right? So that kind of places will give you maximum chances to meet a fantastic man for you. So there is a whole bonus chapter for that, so check it out.
Thank you so much, Polina. That sounds wonderful, and I'd like to invite and encourage you all to take this wonderful gift that Polina has offered and implement some of the tools and strategies and ideas that she's so generously shared. And you can access that free gift by clicking on the link right underneath Polina's photograph, and that will be available throughout the remainder of the summit. Well, I'm going to give Polina a chance to give us a last parting thought. But before we do that, I just want to thank each of you for being here with us today and hope that you will invite us back for more of the interviews on the Ready for the Right Guy Global Virtual Gathering. And each interview will be available for 48 hours. And then you're also invited to upgrade to the Ready for the Right Guy Virtual VIP package. And you can take a look at that at readyfortherightguy.com/VIP. Paulina, share with us a last parting thought, if you will.
Sure. And the final thought that I have for you is that you got to get into that growth mindset. So thinking the same thoughts that you used to, right, like running the same patterns in your thoughts and your words and that result in the actions you take and give you the outcomes you've been getting is not going to get you what you want. So you got to grow your mind shift. It's not set in stone. It's not fixed, some static fixed thing. You can definitely grow and expand it so that you can create from that expanded, shifted mindset. That's a place from which you'll create very different results for your love life. So grow your mindset.
Yes, our minds are very powerful, and that was really beautifully said. Thank you for leaving us on that wonderful high note, and thank you so much, Paulina, for being here with us. And Paulina and I are both sharing our gratitude that you've also spent your valuable time joining us today, and we hope that you'll join us for more interviews, and we're sending you lots of love and many blessings and lots of joy as you move forward toward the relationship of your dreams. Bye-bye for now.